This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. It's easy to find Hemisphere. Just follow the massive tower that's poking up out of downtown. But it's not that easy for Hemisphere to find its direction for the future for the city park. There's no doubt that the 1968 World's Fair changed the course of the city. But here we are, half a century later, and there's still some quibbling over what to do with the remaining park space. Now there is a plan to reinstall roads, bring back residential area, and maybe a big hotel. Do you think this is a good kickstart for a new movement to make downtown a livable space? What would you like to see happen with Hemisphere? Does it belong to the residents of San Antonio or to the tourist? We invite you to join our conversation. Give us a call, 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Go to the comments section on our website, tpr.org. And then the second half hour of the show, we're going to talk with the why are artists moving away from moving to the Lone Star Art District, which is on South Flores. My guest this half hour, Andres Andujar. He's the CEO of Hemisphere Area Redevelopment Corporation. Welcome to The Source, Andres.
Thank you, David.
So what do people, starting Monday, we're going to see dirt being moved and changes happening in the Hemisphere area. What's going to happen on Monday?
That is correct. Starting Monday, you will begin to see construction on projects that are on the critical path to delivering the great park that we envision at Hemisphere.
So after years of talking about it, you know, lots of meetings, here we have something actually, you know, a big changing happening. So this is it.
This is definitely it. There is design completed, construction beginning, funding in place, and the first phase that people will see and be affected, I think, to some degree, is the realignment of Market Street and Tower of the Americas Way, which are being reconstructed to make footprint for the convention center expansion. And that's on the critical path because the expansion of the convention center allows then in 2016 for the demolition of the west wing on the corner of Market and South Alamo, which will be converted from the antiquated warehouse that is that part of the
convention
center.
Yeah, it's like loading docks facing the Palacio del Rio.
Yeah,
it's a semi, not very pretty.
Semi-industrial use there. And that will be converted to open space and a beautiful park.
So it's getting us towards the goal. What is the goal?
The goal for the redevelopment of Hemisphere includes to increase the park size, to improve its quality, and to frame the open space with residential and neighborhood retail community, which is critical because the mix of uses activates the area and provides eyes on the park, which makes the open space used and more secure.
So what does that mean? Boil that down. You're giving me like a pre-canned type of a remark. So taking Hemisphere, the park that we have now, which is really not being used to its fullest potential,
right,
and really try and create something that people in San Antonio will be very jazzed about.
Exactly. So literally, we will increase the park size. And part of the discussion is the question of parkland designation. Part of what is designated as park at Hemisphere is occupied by buildings and parking lots. And so in the redeveloped Hemisphere, we will realign the park to where anything that is viewed that is dedicated as park is actually a park space that is open and landscaped or, you know, plazas and that sort of usable public space.
So there are things in Hemisphere now. Do they have to, like UNAM, or where's UNAM going?
UNAM will stay at Hemisphere.
And that is really one of the hidden jewels of San Antonio. Have such great art exhibits and events there that more people should know about. But what UNAM is doing what now?
I agree. Both UNAM, which is the Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México, and what is the Instituto Cultural de México, these are two Mexican organizations that have been headquartered in San Antonio for decades. UNAM actually opened in 1946 thanks to Henry Cisneros' parents' efforts and Elvira Cisneros' parents' efforts. So there's a long history with those institutions. And so we seek to enhance their visibility and to help them further succeed in San Antonio. So they're part of our plans and the future of this community.
So, but then bringing more park space, when you say more park space, people are thinking green space. Is that, right. is that what we're talking about?
We're talking about green space, and I like to clarify that we would also have hardscape, meaning plazas and fountains, but space that is open to the sky in which you can frolic.
So, frolic. I'm pro-frolic. So is this kind of like, you know, more of a Central Park kind of a place?
It is, you know, we like to be clear, Central Park is 860 acres in the middle of Manhattan. What we have today is 6 acres of park space usable by the community within the dedicated parkland area. And we seek to triple that area as open space at Hemisphere.
But so Hemisphere 1968, when you go to the park now, you can, if you look closely, you can find little relics of the actual 68 event. Or will some of that be preserved?
Some of it will be preserved, absolutely. Some of it will be referenced in its new configuration. But definitely you can still see parts of Hemisphere 68. We will engage in a process to rethink those spaces, either in a new use in the old structures or whatever the community finds as appropriate.
And so how has the community been brought in on this process along the way?
The community has been engaged heavily during the master planning exercise with public workshops, multiple versions of it. Hundreds of people, I would say, over the master planning workshop sessions, we had over 1,000 people participate. Every zip code in San Antonio was represented. That led us to a framework plan. The framework plan became the master plan, which was then endorsed, approved, and encouraged by not only the neighborhood associations like Dinglewood Hill and Jefferson Heights, Denver Heights, Lavaca, King William, Downtown Residents Association, and also organizations like the Conservation Society and the Historic Design Review Commission. That plan went to council in May of 2012 and approved unanimously. And that is the guiding document for us as we move forward.
All right, and we will move forward after this break. We're going to talk about, we've heard about $1 billion price tag for this operation. We want to talk more about that. And what do you want out of Hemisphere? Give us a call, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we will be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. My guest this half hour, Andres Andujar. He's the CEO of the Hemisphere Area Redevelopment Corporation. He says we're going to turn Hemisphere into a place where we can go frolic. If you are pro-frolic, come give us a call. If you're anti-frolic, we want to hear from you as well. The number is 614-8980. What do you want to see happen to Hemisphere? Well, let's go to the phones. The phones are ringing. Selena wants to tell us what she wants out of Hemisphere. Selena, you are on the air.
Yeah, I've been following the project, and I like the concept very much. I do not like at all the idea of having a hotel to bring a more transitional population and things that are not local. I would like to see interactive art type of sightings where families and children could learn about art and be exposed to different things in the community and in the world in terms of what's, you know, appealing to the eye and to the senses, and less hotels. We have enough hotels downtown, and if Hemisphere is expected to be locally frolic, we don't need a hotel there. That would be a big negative point for me.
Okay. Well, Selena, thank you so much for that phone call. Andres, no hotel from Selena, but what do you say about that?
I think Selena, we need to listen to.
You agree with Selena?
I think that we should hear all the angles. There is a bill that is considering legislating if hotel and what amount of hotel, if at all acceptable. If a hotel were approved for hemisphere, legally speaking, and we were to consider it, because as of now, there is no specific hotel plans. But the way I think of it is that hemisphere is an enormous and complex undertaking, and we need a tool bag that includes all the tools to carry out the plan. And if we remove a hotel, or if we remove retail, or if we remove residential or museums or any one component that someone may not be for, would be removing a tool from the toolbox. And so we like the flexibility of having all the tools available to us.
All right. Okay. So when we're talking about a hotel, really we're not talking about a mega hotel like the Grand Hyatt. You know, some of the talk has really been about a smaller, more boutique hotel, more like the Fairmont. Is that right?
It is right. If we're talking about anything mega at Hemisphere, it's a mega fabulous place.
Okay. All right. Well, the phones are ringing. Let's try and get some of these calls in. Misal has something to offer. Go ahead.
I'm interested in having some more running areas for running, and maybe just open green land for maybe playing frisbee or, you know, playing with family.
Okay. Well, so Misal sounds like he's definitely pro-frolic, wants running trails. And so is that something that's on the agenda?
It is on the agenda. We imagine the possibility of integrating a jogging and bike path, especially for young children, that is a mile long, and it meanders throughout Hemisphere. And so we agree, a jogging path and a place for frisbee is part of the plan.
The activity that happens on Monday, doesn't that kind of bring in running or biking trails? That the road closure or the road shifting over? What do you?
Yeah, there is a lane closure on Commerce Street, and that particular lane will become a pedestrian way that connects the downtown to the east side off of Sunset Station, and so there is an improvement to the pedestrian infrastructure. And every street that we're doing at and around Hemisphere will include bike paths. So there is a conversion for the level of service for the pedestrians and the bicyclists at and around Hemisphere.
Well, one suggestion for me that if y'all could design a 5K that doesn't cross a major street into the Hemisphere, then probably you would have like an event there every weekend of an organized 5K, and it would be a great way to introduce people into Hemisphere and stuff. So we still got phones. They're really going wild. So let's go back to the phones. Paul has something to suggest about Hemisphere. Paul, you're on the source.
Good afternoon. Okay, well, I have a comment and a suggestion. The comment is the fountains near Hemisphere Plaza. They put recycled water in them, and it starts to stink. It stinks now. If you go down there and go over that bridge, you will smell very foul odors. It's offensive. And this, you know, this is a tourist town, and the tourists who go down there to the Tower of Americas, you know, they smell this stench that's down there, and they need to fix it. It's kind of counterintuitive, to say the least. Okay, as far as frolic or whatever, you know, I think frolic is great. I frolic there myself. I'm a runner, so I run through the park, you know, maybe four or five times a week, and I love it, except for the stench by the Tower of Americas, of course. Now, the Victorian homes on the pedestrian thoroughfare that leads from roughly La Vita to the Tower of the Americas.
Yes,
what I'm talking about.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I think those should be used. They're falling into disrepair. They haven't been used for probably decades. City offices could use them, and if they don't want to let city offices use them, I don't think they ought to give them a choice. I think they ought to put offices over there. It's a beautiful place. It'd be a great working environment. And if they don't want to do that, I think yes, sell them to people who want to live in them. Why not?
All right, Paul, good suggestions. Thank you very much. Those Victorian homes have been called a feral cat farm. What's happening there?
There are 24 historic structures at Hemisphere, And this beautiful residential structures, some of them built in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, are being restored with 2012 bond dollars. And that work, the design, will begin in the next 30 to 60 days. Selection of the architects is underway currently. And absolutely, I agree with Paul. Those buildings must be used because an empty house is a house that is being demolished by forgiveness.
Time. Yeah, yes. So and they're beautiful. They're priceless. I mean, you can't replace them if they ever
can't build them like that anymore.
So what about those fountains? I do agree with them. I mean, the stench is pretty bad.
Paul is right on. I have smelled the water there, and it's not a pretty picture. The what needs to be clarified, this is not recycled water. It is actually water from a well that is at Hemisphere, and it does have an odor to it on occasion. And so it is part of our plan to correct that situation.
Okay, more phone calls. Let's go back. And Bob, you're on The Source. Welcome to The Source, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. I support a lot of the improvements to the park, and I think that we could come up with a good design. But one thing that concerns me is that the bill that he was referring to in Austin that talks about the hotel, I think the hotel issue is really a distraction. The reality is that it strips away from the voters the right to vote on the final product. And I think when you have to take it to the voters for their approval, you will have a far better plan than when you just leave it to the developers.
Okay, Bob. So he's referring to the fact that you take city property as public property and you're turning it over to a private entity to be developed, so there should be a public vote on that. And the bill that's being put through Austin right now kind of short-circuits that.
Yeah, there may be a question of interpretation of what the bill does. The bill primarily gives council the opportunity to decide on the location of the designated parkland. But from a design perspective, even on the development that will be brought forth by private investment, will undergo a public process. And every project that may be considered for in Hemisphere will require council approval. And so there is a process that is very public at Hemisphere, and I think that Bob's concerns will be addressed during those processes.
Okay, still more phone calls to get to. Melanie has a question that I'm sure that a lot of people ask when they think about going downtown. Melanie, you're on The Source. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Mel, and my question is parking. I think it's great that our tax dollars are being used to develop in that way because it's really nice. However, I do not live downtown. I'm not in walking distance, and it can get expensive if you would like to enjoy it. Will they consider using any of the tax dollars or you know our money to consider some free parking for people to enjoy it? Because it is a pain to get down there. So that would be my concern, is people aren't going to be so enticed because of the parking situation.
All right. Thank you for your call, Mel. Appreciate it. So the development of Hemisphere, are y'all going to eat parking space that's already available downtown because there's already a shortage of parking spaces, or will you create more parking opportunities?
We will create more parking opportunities through underground parking and what we call wrapped parking. In other words, we will be adding a few thousand parking spaces at Hemisphere, but the parking structures will be invisible. They will be underground or behind other uses. Now, today, we have available a program downtown that is called Free Parking Tuesdays. And so if you go on Tuesdays, you can park in any city-owned parking lot or a street-side parking, curbside parking. And during the redevelopment of Hemisphere, we will be adding about 400 spaces that will be on street side. And those are inexpensive metered alternatives that provide parking infrastructure to people like Mel.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. I want to ask you before you go, though, about the $1 billion price tag that I heard that's going to cost for this whole thing. I mean, underground parking, wow, that sounds pretty expensive. And so I guess the money's got to come from somewhere.
It does. The total economic impact of the redevelopment of Hemisphere will exceed $1 billion. The public dollars, and there is already some investment at Hemisphere from public dollars, include 2012 bond, and there are incentives and parking enterprise public dollars and hotel occupancy tax that is being used for the convention center expansion. But private investment will be executed at Hemisphere at the ratio of 1-7, and it will be that private dollar that builds infrastructure such as the parking structures and residential and neighborhood retail.
Have we figured out what's going to happen to the Institute for Texan Cultures, UTSA property? Is that going anywhere?
Not yet. They have the option, and I think they're contemplating that.
Because some talk of a land swap between the city and UTSA for a property, and that would add to Hemisphere and give UTSA maybe a different, more visible property.
The beauty of the Institute is that it provides a great cultural amenity at Hemisphere, and whichever location they are at, it's a strength to our offering at Hemisphere. So we look forward to having them stay where they are or come to another location.
All right. Well, Andres Andujar, CEO of the Hemisphere Area Redevelopment Corporation, thanks for being on The Source this half hour. In the next half hour, we're talking about why artists are moving to a new location in San Antonio. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back after the news.